Yesterday I was looking at Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. I want to look at that again. I want to look at it from a different perspective, though, today. This is what it says in Isaiah 40, verse 31. Very familiar verse. It says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Here's one of the interesting things about that. Now, we've all heard that. We've read that so many times. Here's one of the interesting perspectives about that. You know, if you and I were trying to encourage someone, I mean, the way human nature is, if we were writing this verse and we were saying, "Hey, you know, but there's a benefit for those who wait on the Lord. If you will wait on the Lord, here are the benefits." We would take it this way, because look how it goes. It starts with talking about flying, soaring above, renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. It talks about flying. Then it talks about running. And then it talks about walking. You know, that's exactly opposite of the way that most of us would do it. If I was trying to encourage you in something, I'd say, "You know what? God really wants to strengthen you today. If you'll wait on Him, if you'll listen to Him, here's what He'll do. First, He'll empower you to just walk, and you're not going to be, faint as you walk. And then you're going to build in that, and you're going to start running. And you're going to run, and you're not going to be weary. And then you're going to continue to grow and develop, and you're going to soar to such heights that you're going to be flying like an eagle." I mean, that's the way we would do it. And yet that's not the way God said it to us. God says it this way. He says, "You shall renew your strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." It's just interesting how God chooses to do things. And it does tell us. I mean, it says to me right away that what God is saying is, if we're going to wait on Him, if we will listen to Him, you're going to get that immediate, you're going to be soaring and flying above all things right away. But it also tells me that there really is, if you look at it, there really is a priority. Now, you and I would make the priority or the preferences, well, you start walking, then you run, then you fly. God's saying there's something different. And I think this is one of the things that we oftentimes miss. Because God starts with the flying. Okay, that really is the least. Then the running, and then the walking. Why is the walking the last thing? Why does it all build towards they shall walk and not faint? Because ultimately, this is what God wants from you and I. This is the ultimate final thing. He just wants to walk with us. He just wants, just like it was in Genesis, when he would walk with Adam in the cool of the evening. That's what he wants. There is a power that comes from just walking with him and being with him. And that really is the pinnacle. That really is the highest place that we can be. We'd put the walk at the very bottom in something we build too. God is saying, there's nothing more important to me. There's nothing that I desire more for you than to be able to walk with me, because I just want to spend time with you. Now, I know that a lot of people say, "Oh, wait a minute, you know what? I've not really spent a lot of time in the Bible." I know that I should. I'm a believer, but I haven't spent much time in the Bible. Or maybe you're saying, "You know, I'm a believer, but, you know, if you know the things that I had done, if you know the things that I have done in my life and even recently done, you know what? I'm sure that God doesn't want to walk with me. I'm sure that He's not that anxious to spend that kind of time with me, because basically, I've walked away from Him." Okay, those are all natural responses. Those are human responses. That is not a godly response. You see, God is saying that He wants all these things. We can overcome. We can fly above. We can overcome and fly above all the problems, all the trials. We can fly well above all of the issues of our life. We can soar like eagles above all the turmoils of our life. Gosh, wouldn't that be good? Instead of being mired in them. All we have to do is just kind of wait on the Lord. That means we sit back and we say, "I'm not going to worry about these things that are causing me to fret and be anxious, God. I'm not going to worry about those things because I can't really do anything about them, but I'm going to look towards you. I'm just going to revel in you and spend time with you. And as I revel in you and I spend time in you, I'm not going to worry about those things." And you know what? God takes care of all those things. And you're able just to fly, soar above. You'll continue walking in your life and you're not going to be weary. In fact, you can run, it says, and not be weary. You keep walking with Him and you are not going to faint. It all builds up to that walking with Him. That is what He desires. Now, you can think of the example of Paul and Silas when they were in prison. That's a situation that, you know, most of us, if we're in prison, I'm not going to be real happy about those circumstances. And then if you get a real flavor for the circumstances that Paul and Silas were in, including having some open sores and having been beaten, you know what? Not a lot of joy spent right there. And yet they were just waiting on the Lord. They weren't moved by their circumstances. They were concerned about what tomorrow held. They weren't even concerned about the moment. They were just spending time with Him. They were walking with God. They were walking with Him. And you know what? Everything else took care of itself. In our Bible study that my wife and I have, we were just looking at Luke chapter 12. And one of the themes that you can find in Luke chapter 12 is that, I mean, if you really look into it, one of the themes you can derive, especially from the rich ruler, which we talked about yesterday, the rich young fool, he was seeking after, he was obsessed with the lesser things, where if he'd have focused on the greater things, lesser things would have been taken care of. This is what you and I do. We focus and obsess on the lesser things. Here's that rich young fool. He comes up to Jesus. He's got the Lord that has all the answers for him. What does he do? He focuses on the finances. He focuses on what his desires are. He focuses on that which is not his. It's just something that he covets. That's what you're going to go to the creator of the world, and that's what you're going to focus on? We obsess on the lesser things. Where if we would instead put our vision and our glance on the greater things, if we would see that this is God, this is my creator, this is the one who loves me more than even I can understand love, I just want to be with Him. If we would focus on the greater thing, which is walking with Him, if we would focus on that greater thing, you know, the lesser things would take care of themselves. We obsess on the lesser things and we never obtain them because we're obsessed on them. Or if we would look towards the greater things, if we would focus on the greater thing, which is that walk with Jesus, that walking with Him and being with Him, that being in relationship with Him, if we would look towards the greater thing, the lesser things would all be a byproduct of our walking with Him. The lesser things would come as a byproduct of looking at the greater thing. If you do the greater, you have the greater, you can have the lesser. If you have the greater, the lesser things will come along with it. But when you obsess on the lesser things, you don't get those, and you certainly miss on the greater things. And that's one of the things that we can take from Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Boy, wouldn't you like that to be the story of your life today? That you're soaring above? When we're dependent upon the Lord, we look towards the greater things. We're walking with Him, when we're spending that time with Him, when our focus is upon Him, not the things taking place in your life, not the things that are causing you to be stressed right now at this moment. That's what I'm telling you. Whatever you're stressed about at this moment, let that slide. Let it just slip from your fingers. Let it just slip through your fingers just like sand. Let it go. But I can't. I got to control it. No, you don't. See, if you're trying to control those things, you have ultimately lost control. You're focusing and obsessing on the lesser. Look towards the greater. When we're dependent upon the Lord, we can soar above every problem. We do this just by waiting, by waiting, by waiting, by walking with Him, by waiting for Him to come up. And that's what it really means, waiting upon the Lord. It means that we're just making ourselves quiet. We're setting aside all the other thoughts, all the other things that we discipline our minds and our souls. We discipline our souls to not focus on anything else, not drift away to anything else, but just wait and look for the Lord with a sense of expectancy. I'm waiting for you. And the Lord's always there. But when it comes to the point that we allow Him to come in, then He walks up beside us. All those problems, He's going to carry you through. Waiting means to bind together with a sense of expectation. Waiting means you're walking together with a sense of expectancy in your life and with the things that you're faced with. It means to look to the Lord with an expectation of good things to come because you know that He loves you. That's what faith is. I'm going to look at a parallel verse to that. This is from the book of Lamentations. Lamentations is not one of those books we look at a whole lot. It's not one of the books that we spend a lot of time dwelling in. You know, basically when a book is called Lamentations, you're really not motivated to spend a lot of time in that book. But there's a lot of good truths there. And I want to look at Lamentations chapter 3, verse number 15. I'm sorry, make that verse number 25. I knew 15 didn't look right. Lamentations 3, 25 says this: "The Lord is good to those who wait hopefully." All right? That ties in with Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 31, which says, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord, and eventually you're going to soar and fly. And the greatest thing you can attain to is that time, that walking with Him, walking with Him, walking with Him. Verse number 25 in Lamentations 3. "The Lord is good to those who wait hopefully and expectantly for Him." Can you see the same theme carrying itself out? The Lord is good to who? To those who wait. That means you're setting aside that quiet time. You are saying, I want to have that binding together. I want to be with you. I want to walk in the cool of the evening with you. I want to spend the time with you. I want to discipline my mind that I am not thinking about the basketball game tonight. I'm not thinking about the things that I forgot to get at the grocery store. I'm not thinking about the list of chores that I have or the list of things that I have at work. I'm not thinking about the upcoming exams or tests. I'm not thinking about the upcoming things that I have because of work or medical things. I'm setting all that aside. I am just looking to be with you. I have a sense of expectancy to be with you, because I do expect that when I'm with you, when I'm walking together with you, good things are going to happen. The Lord is good. I want the goodness of the Lord. The goodness of the Lord means there's going to be a lot of good things coming to my life. The Lord is good to whom? To those who wait hopefully and expectantly. Do you got a sense of hope? I mean, it's rare enough for us to be able to manufacture the time and set aside the time to be with Him and to walk with Him. That's a big enough struggle. But when do we do so with a sense of hope? Do we really have a hope? Or are we just going through the motions? Well, as you know, I live in a Christian culture. I go to church. This is what I'm supposed to do. I pray to God. God, this is what I need. Why are you not doing this, God? Okay, that's not hopeful. And that's not expectancy. That's desperation and it's doubt. We need to go to God with a sense of, God, I know you love me and I know you've got great things. And I don't understand why I'm going through the things that I'm going through, but I know this. You're a good God and you've got good things set aside for me. And I'm going to sit and wait for you. And it's not that you're waiting for God to come. He's always right there. It's really just waiting for us to get to the place where we can walk in and receive Him. We can walk with Him and receive Him. And we do it with a sense of hope and with a sense of expectancy. I'm going to read it again because I want this to get drilled into our minds. The Lord is good to those who wait hopefully and expectantly for Him. To those who seek Him, that means to inquire of Him and to require Him by right of necessity. Now there's more. I'm going to pause there though. Let's read that whole thing again. The Lord is good to those who wait and hopefully, who wait hopefully and expectantly for Him. To those who seek Him. You can look at Jeremiah chapter 29, verse number 13. Those who search for me, they will find me when they seek me with their whole hearts. We've got to be seeking after God. And when you seek after God with your whole heart, that's when you're going to find Him. And that's exactly what Lamentations 3:25 is saying. To seek Him is to inquire of Him and require Him out of the necessity of your life. Now it goes on to say this: by the right of necessity and on the authority of God's word. Now, let's read that whole thing. Let it just all flow together, because I want you to focus on that last part. Require Him by right of necessity and on the authority of God's word. There's an authority to God's word. There's an authority that applies to your life, to God's word. The Lord is good to those who wait hopefully and expectantly for Him. To those who seek Him, inquire of Him, and require Him by right of necessity and on the authority of God's word. God is telling us in the book of Isaiah, He's telling us again in the book of Lamentations, that He is right there with us. What He wants is for us to walk with Him. There is a power that comes when we walk with Him. And that's what Lamentations is talking about. It is saying, this is when you're walking with God. When you are seeking Him, when you need Him, when you enter in, when you know that He's good, when you know that He's good, and you know that you have a sense of expectancy and that hopefulness that comes with the knowledge that God is going to take care of you and that you are seeking Him. You require Him. Nothing. I've got to have you, God. There's nothing that matters to me more than being with you. That's the walking with Him. That is the, again, why does Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount. It starts with the flying, with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Then it goes to running. They shall walk and not faint. Then it goes to walking. It's backwards from the way we would do things, but it's because God is saying the ultimate most important thing that I desire for you, and the best thing for your life is to walk with me. If you walk with me with a sense of expectancy and a sense of hopefulness, and you walk with me and you're seeking me and you require me, you're going to get all these good things that come on the authority of what? On the authority of my word. And there is nothing that takes supremacy. There is nothing that is more powerful than the word of God. My friends, what are you hoping for? What are you expecting today? What are you needing today? The strength, the ability to soar above, the lack of weariness, it all comes from the walk that we have with Him. Let's spend some time walking with Him today. And in the authority of His word, you watch the things that take place. You're not going to have to worry about those lesser things because you're seeking the greater thing. The lesser things are all just a byproduct. And those things you're worried about, those are all the lesser things. Those finances, those are lesser things. Your health problems, those are lesser things. They really are. The greater thing is God.